And good evening, everyone. This is Senior Vice President Franco LaFranco. Welcome to the last RPM call of 2016. I'm so excited for this call because, in my opinion, it is the most important call of the year because of the topic we are going to cover. But before we begin, I know we have a lot of new people on this call tonight. We welcome you all to the RPM family. RPM stands for Recruiting Plus Promoting Equals Momentum. I'd like to welcome you all to our wonderful, wonderful team, one of the most exciting and powerful and successful teams in all of network marketing and in ACN. We welcome you, for those of you that are in Japan, those of you in Mexico, those of you in North America, those of you in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, welcome to the RPM family. The RPM website is globalwealthinstitute.net, globalwealthinstitute.net. Please sign up for the weekly email. That way you can get the latest information from our team as we grow all over the world. So welcome to all of you. We're excited to have you as part of our team. Now, this is our last call of 2016, and 2016 for many of us has been a phenomenal year in ACN. But before we end the year powerfully so we can begin an incredible 2017, and I predict it'll be the greatest year in our company's history, and I know it will, just when I go over what we're going to talk about, I want to go over a couple of events that are coming up over the holiday season in the beginning of January so that we're all clear and understand what we need to do. And please have these all in your calendars and make sure you're all working towards attending the ones in your area so you can really start your year off powerfully. So first of all, on December 22nd, which is this week, we've got Mr. John Berenger in Sarasota, Florida, doing a really big event at the Homewood Suites. Again, all this information I'm giving you is on the RPM website. I'm going to be in Toronto on December 29th doing a big special holiday BOM and Quick Start training. So for those of you anywhere in the Southern Ontario, Northern New York, Marketplace, Michigan, Marketplace, Ohio, please, you can plug into that one. It's going to be a powerful event, special holiday event on Thursday, December 29th. In Arizona, Mr. Todd Stottlemyre is going to do a special New Year's Eve and pre-New Year's Eve ETT and Above Masterclass and Saturday training. So on Friday, December 30th, is ETT and Above Masterclass. He's going to do a phenomenal leadership there, starting at 7 p.m. in Arizona. And then also in Arizona, he's going to do the following Saturdays. He'll be at Saturday training along with a lot of the local leaders that are going to be there. So you want to plug into those events as well. And then starting in January, I'll be at the Circle of Champions meeting January 3rd and 4th and 5th, and then flying to Palm Desert for the big January 6th to 8th event to kick off 2017 with all the Southwestern California, all the, you know, basically anywhere from the Mississippi over Texas will be attending the Palm Desert event. It's going to be awesome, January 6th to the 8th. Then on January 21st and 22nd in Canada, there'll be two things, one in Mexico and one in Canada. In Mexico, they'll be having in Puerto Vallarta a big national Mexican event. And then in Toronto and Montreal, we'll launch in Canada on the 21st and 22nd with a relaunch of Canada. It's going to be exciting announcements. So there'll be a big event in Toronto on the 21st, and it's the 20th and 21st, and then in Montreal on the 22nd. I know Western Canada is also having some events as well. So lots of stuff happening, and that's all. Then we're going to have some more events culminating up until the March international event. So lots of stuff happening, guys. It's really powerful stuff that's going to be going on with you. However, the first thing, I'm going to talk about a couple of things, and then we'll talk about how to complete 2016 powerfully and launch your 2017 in record pace. You know, you guys all know the new ETT is 5, 5, and 5, with basically 15 points, you or your team. And then the bonus, which is 20 points between you and your team. Unbelievable. We're already popping ETTs like crazy. And our team, when that hit, we popped almost 100 new ETTs. It was really amazing how fast it grew and what happened. And then we've got all the amazing events to plug, all these people plug into. But that bonus of $500 for 20 points is the sickest I've ever seen. It is the most lucrative I've ever seen. It's the easiest I've ever seen. So we have a huge advantage right now to get money into people's hands. And I always say this, if you're part-time ACN, you should be able to pop one ETT a week. If you're full-time ACM, you should be popping 3 to 5 EDTs a week. So what are you, part-time or full-time? If you're not doing any of those, then there's something you're doing wrong with your business. There's some way you're not following the system. There's just some things you're not being effective in your ACM business to learn. So you have to identify what those things are that you're weak at and get stronger. There's no point repeating the same things over and over again that you're not strong at. So if you're not able part-time to pop one ETT per week, and full-time obviously more than that, but if you're not able to do that, then there's something off with your communication skills, with the scripts, following the scripts, following the system, and teaching it. There's something you're not doing. And so you need to learn what that is, identify it, and not making the same mistakes over and over and over again. Because 2017 is not a year you can afford not to be effective, because what's about to happen? And, you know, you guys all know the launch of Mexico. That's been pretty amazing. But now Japan is about to take over. And I got to tell you, I am amazed what's happening in Japan right now. And the reason is because we're going to become the first network marketing in history, in that country's history, to launch energy. No company has ever launched energy in that country before. What does that mean? We have the potential just from energy in Japan to do $1 billion a year. Think about that. And the reason is because we can do it right across across Japan. We can do it for almost every single home. The pricing, I'm sure, will be fantastic, at least competitive. And they love network marketing in Japan, and they've never had a company to do services in Japan before. So you add all that together, it's like you saw, if any of you go on Facebook and see what's happening at the event in Japan, after 3 months of a launch, it's incredible what's happened in Japan. And, you know, RVPs in 1 month. It's just phenomenal what's happening in Japan because people are excited. Now, I was speaking with a lot of my organization and some of you on this call, and this is what I tell people to build their team. Here's what I say. Build locally, but think globally. And what I mean by that is build in your marketplace, do PPRs, find people from those markets and go there. Japan, for the first time ever, is the exception. This is the first time I would recommend, if you really want to make a fortune in 2017, have crazy success, make a ton of money, I would highly recommend you move to Japan. I mean, go there. Why? It's an incredibly safe country. It's an amazingly beautiful country with beautiful people. It has phenomenal, it will have phenomenal services in 2017. They're a network marketing country. They understand network marketing. A lot of professionals there. All they're missing is you going there and sharing with them the information. And I say moving there for how long? At least 3 months. However long you can stay legally for yourself, I would go. That's only if you're interested in building an empire. That's only if you're interested in making a fortune. It's a beautiful place to live. You'll have a lot of fun. The people there are beautiful people. They'll want to help you. Even if they don't want to do it, they'll find people for you that will. Just go there with a beautiful spirit, and you'll be amazed of what will happen to you, okay, and to your life. So that's the one time I will make the exception. I'll say, you know what? You want to build a fortune? You want to build an empire? Absolutely move to Japan. You will love it. You will love the experience. You will grow as a person, as a business leader, as a network marketer, as an ACNer. Okay? So now some of you are saying, me move to Japan? What, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? This is like, come on. That's like halfway around the world. How do I do that? I have family. I have children. How can we do that? Well, listen, let's get 2016 complete, and let's see what happens. You know, I was speaking to a wonderful team coordinator, Ms. Sharon Eisner, and she's committed. She's actually moving there to Japan for 2 to 3 months. I'm excited for her. I'm excited for what she's going to create. And it's funny, the minute she declared that, magical things start to happen. People in Japan agree to help her. People in Japan agree to show her around, introduce her to people. IBOs magically started popping in Japan. Life all of a sudden went crazy for her in Japan. The minute she declared, you know what, I'm going to Japan. That's how the universe works. When the universe sees that you're really serious about something, magical things happen to you, and the universe conspires in your favor. And that's exactly what's happening to Ms. Sharon Eisner. I'm so excited for her. I can see her building an empire of electricity in Japan and then the rest of Asia, because we're also going to be launching the rest of Asia from there, number one. Number two, we're going to be launching Flash Wireless there next year and some other services as well. So Japan is really going to be a big boom for people next year. That doesn't mean where you're at isn't great. Doesn't mean that. It just means if you want to build an empire, because it's very rare a market with all the things I said ever gets launched. I can't remember the last time a market, because we all know, those of you in electricity markets, how much money is electricity. And you look at electricity costs in Japan, they are incredibly gigantic. There's a lot of money to be made in that marketplace for that. Okay? So, but look, wherever you are is wherever you are. And some of you have had incredible things happening in 2016, and your lives have changed forever. And some of you are new, but some of you don't even know what's happening yet. Some of you have stopped working your ACM business for whatever reason. Some of you didn't follow the system and didn't get the results that you wanted. Some of you had big goals and big dreams in 2016, and for whatever reason, you stopped. You let distractions get in the way, and it didn't happen for you. Some of you experienced incredible personal growth in 2016. Some of you just stayed in your comfort zone. Some of you just stayed there, and, you know, when challenged to come out of it, you just stayed in there and didn't move. It's okay. You know, some of you had big breakthroughs in recruiting or acquiring customers. Some of you let your fear stop you. Some of you built some incredible teams by inspiring people into action out of your actions. And some of you got really good at promoting events and really created some really sustainable momentum for your organization. Some of you became masters of PBRs, which is honestly the source of our business. You know, if you don't master PBRs, it's really difficult for you to build anything substantial in ACN. And some of you did none of those things, I just said. Some of you did none of those things. Some of you just stayed where you were, afraid to talk to people. I got it. Wherever you are is where you are. Some of you overcame incredible distractions. You know, some of you made no excuses and achieved success against all odds, against all things possible. You went and got it done anyway, even though when people told you it was not possible with what you were dealing with, people told you it couldn't be done, your friends and your family didn't believe that you could, you still went out there and did it. And some of you got sucked into what life throws at you and let distractions stop you. And you fell into the mediocrity that is life that so many fall into. Well, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Here's the good news. Wherever you are is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Why perfect? Because you can only be where it is appropriate for you to be. You cannot be anywhere else. Given who you are being in life is where you are today, where you are in this moment. It's not even an accident you're on this call, listening to this call. So whatever position you're at is all because you're being that position. So if you're being a qualified team trainer, if you're being an executive team trainer, if you're being an ETL, whatever position you're at is because that's who you're being. So let's say you're a executive team leader, but you think you're an RVP. Well, that's good that you think you're an RVP, but in reality, you're an ETL. Why? Because you're there. Now, if you're new to being an ETL and you see yourself being an RVP, that's fantastic. But for example, if you've been an ETL for a year, then guess what? You're just being an ETL. You're probably actually just being an ET, trying to maintain being the ETL position. So there's never any mystery in the universe. Our results never lie. We lie, but our results don't lie. So wherever you are, though, is fine. There's nothing wrong wherever you are unless you make that wrong, okay? But on this call, you have the ability to complete 2016. And then on January 1st, which is going to be our first call to your New Year's Day, Sunday, January 1st, you're going to be able to create 2017 and create however you want it to go. But you cannot create anything new without wiping the slate clean, without creating a blank canvas. What does that mean? It means taking all those things in 2016 that have now become baggage for you, getting those complete and out of the way and put into the past where it belongs. Tonight is about making your canvas blank. Now, how do we do that? How do we create your canvas blank? By completing what happened to you in 2016. How do we do that? By following a specific process. It's a process I've done for over a decade, and I continue to follow it over and over and over and over again. I'm doing it again this year like I do every single year. It was taught to me by some of the top business and life coaches in the world. What I mean is some of the top guys, these are the best of the best. These people coach world leaders. They coach top CEOs. They coach top business owners, because I will only be trained by the best. I'm not trained by some person who's got a certificate on the wall and thinks they're special. I am trained by the best coaches in the world. Why? Because if I want to be great, I have to be taught by the greats. That's just what I believe. I will not just let anybody coach me. That would be ridiculous. It's like me in ACN taking coaching from an ETT. That would be ridiculous. But some of you do that. Some of you take coaching from people that have no business give you coaching. So when it comes to this and to this kind of information, I'm only going to be trained by the very best. And I've been very blessed to be trained by the top coaches in the world, the very top. So let's go over how we do this. How do we get complete with 2016? It's a necessary part of creation. Before we can create, we need to get complete. And the reason why is because as human beings, we're always leaving things incomplete in our past. It's not a natural thing for us to complete things as they happen. So therefore, we now need to look back and look at all the things that are not complete, because they act like garbage in our life, like manure smelling up the house. That's how they are. We need to clean it all out by simply putting it under the rug. Doesn't get rid of it. We must remove and put it in the past where it belongs. So I want you hopefully in a quiet place where you can take some notes, because you're going to have a lot of homework to do after this call. And this is the kind of homework you want to do. Why? It gives you incredible freedom. It tells you exactly what you need to do to create whatever you want in your life. And if you do what I tell you, you're going to feel like you're weightless, that you have infinite power, that you're truly ready to create anything you want to create for 2017. So let's talk about what is the process, okay? Now, look, you don't have to do anything I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to warn you. Failing to do this makes New Year's Day call, our first call of the year, a useless call for you and a waste of an incredible opportunity for you. Why? Because it's going to limit what you can create for 2017 and whatever you can achieve. Because I'm sure all of you would love to do great things in 2017. I'm sure. But without doing this action that I'm going to ask you to do right now, it's going to be impossible and difficult. And for those of you questioning whether this is true or not, that's fine. You're more than welcome to question it. But here's what I will tell you. If you don't understand this problem, by the way, this is the process almost every top successful person goes through that I know of. If you're not willing to do it, it's okay. But ask yourself, why am I being so skeptical? Why am I thinking about that? Why? If that's you, ask yourself that question. Because I promise you, whatever is stopping you right now from being open to this kind of opportunity to learn is exactly what's stopping you everywhere else in your life. So let's get to it. How do we complete anything? Starts with you being responsible for everything. What does that mean? It means there's no blame that you're giving. There is no being a victim. There's not making anything wrong or anyone wrong, including yourself. So it's almost like you can step outside of yourself and look at yourself as a neutral bystander, just looking at 2016, looking at your ACN business, looking at your life. And you can see that, oh, I see, and this is where I was not responsible. Here is where it's where you are standing in that you are the cause of everything without making anything or anyone wrong, including you. And that is the key. Because it's really simple to make yourself wrong, but that's just more of the same of you not being responsible. As long as you're blaming yourself or making yourself wrong, you are not being responsible. And remember what we just said. We're going to stand and you are responsible. Where if you are responsible, then there's no blaming or making wrong of anything or anyone. Okay? So let's talk about, there's five areas we're going to look at first about being responsible. Number one. Number one is what's incomplete for you for 2016. I want you to write down everything. Now, look, there's going to be a lot of writing for some of you, okay? But I want you to write down everything in your ACN business that did not get complete for you for 2016. Man, you may have had some incredible goals, some incredible things you wanted to accomplish, but you never did. That's okay. Write them all down. What's incomplete? Write down everything that's incomplete for you. For example, maybe you promised to go to every event and you didn't. Okay? Maybe you promised to go to every international and you didn't. Maybe you promised that you would call 5 people a day and you didn't. Maybe you promised you would do 3 PBRs a week and you didn't. Whatever it is for you, for your ACN business, you can do it. Now, look, this whatever I'm teaching you right now, whatever I'm offering you right now, you can apply not just ACN, but your life. Now, what I recommend is let's start with your business, with your ACN business. And then once this is complete and you understand the process, you can now apply it to every area of your life, to your relationships, your other businesses, your job, your family, anything. Okay? Well, let's start with your ACN business as the testing ground for you to do it. Okay? So that's number one. What's incomplete for you for 2016 that you said you would do that did not get complete? Number two. What are your regrets for 2016? Now, remember, can't make yourself wrong, okay? There's regrets in the sense that, for example, you wish you had done it, wish you did it, or wish you hadn't done it and wish you did it. So, for example, maybe you wished you had gone. You regret not having gone to all the events. Maybe you regret that what you didn't do that you didn't get done, or you're embarrassed that you did it. For example, maybe you're being horrible with a team member and it made them quit. Or you just didn't know how to launch somebody properly. You went to launch them and they quit. Whatever it is, it's all fine. Whatever the regret is, write down every single regret. Write them all down. Every single one. So I want you to look back and even look through your calendar. Look through your calendar at things that happened. It will jog your memory. Because our memory is a horrible structure for remembering things. So I like to look back and I go through my whole calendar. I look at all the events and things just pop up of things I said I was going to do. Now, for me, I've got a whole structure of goals that I want to achieve that I follow every day, every week, that's in my calendar. It's in my book, in my journal that I'm always following. So for me, I'm always – and I've got coaches that I work with that keep me straight on that. So for me, it's a little bit simpler than those of you that don't keep that information, okay? But if you go through your calendar, you'll be able to see a lot of them and notice what they are, okay? So write them all down and use your calendar as a memory jogger for things that will come up. Third, resentments. Regrets and resentments might be the same thing, but they might be different. For me, it's a little different because what resentments are for me are things, and the definition is a little different. I could resent myself for certain things. You can resent ACN for some things. You can resent some of the ACN service for some things. You can resent other people and their success as an example. So to me, it's a little bit different. So what are all the resentments you have with your ACN business, with yourself, with ACN the company, with ACN the services, other people, and maybe their success, or even with yourself? So write it all down, okay? And leave no stone unturned. Fourth, undelivered communication. Now, this is a really key one, guys. A lot of times there's things we want to say to people, there's things we want to communicate to people, and we just don't. And it sticks in us like a disease, like a cancer. It doesn't go away. It becomes toxic in our bodies. So we want to be able to deliver any undelivered communication. However, and this could be, by the way, for your upline, for your downline, where there are leaders in the marketplace, whatever that is, there could be some undelivered communication you're looking for. Now, here's the key. It's coming from a place of responsibility, not from blame or making wrong. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's say, for example, you feel that your upline did not help you enough, did not contribute enough to you for whatever reason, okay? The way I would communicate that would I first look at how I caused that, because I'm always coming from the place I'm responsible for it all. I'm 100% responsible. There's no one else responsible but me. Not like it's the truth, but like it's a possible way to live my life. And the reason why I live my life that way is because I am not interested in being a victim to myself, people, or anyone else. And because I'm not interested in being a victim and I want to have real power, I come from a place of responsibility. It's only when you're standing and you're 100% responsible for you and your life, can you truly impact your life? Otherwise, you're a victim to it. And when you're a victim to anything, you're not powerful with it. You cannot impact it. You're almost impotent to that section of your life. Okay? So you want to come from a place. So if, like, for example, I just give the example of there's something you're up, wind, or down, you didn't say or haven't communicated. Think of how you caused, that's what I would think of, how did I cause that person not to contribute to me into the way that I wanted? I would think of it. How did I cause that? And if you think about it, you'll see it. Maybe you were annoying. Maybe the person didn't want to follow up with you because every time you did, you complained. Maybe whatever the reason is. Maybe you don't even know why. Maybe just you promised you would do things and you never did. And that's why I never communicated. So always look from how you're the source of everything. Now, maybe there was nothing. Or maybe it doesn't come to you. And if it doesn't come to you, here's the communication you could deliver. Hey, John, listen, I really need to say something to you because it's something not complete for me. So I really wanted more of your help in 2016. But for whatever reason, even though I asked you, or maybe guys, you didn't ask for the help. Maybe you imagined that they should ask you. Maybe you wanted them to help you, but you never even asked them. That's a problem, right? So you can say, I even asked you a couple times, but you never did. You never communicated with me. You never got back to me. And to me, first of all, I take responsibility that it's something I did or something I created for you not to want to help me. I take responsibility for that. But what I'm committed to in 2017 is X. So you can say what you're committed to. I'm committed to a powerful relationship. We work together to build together. But then let them answer and see what they're committed to. Just because you're committed to that doesn't mean they're committed to that. But all you can stand is you're responsible to create the relationship, okay? So you can deliver any deliver communication, but as long as you're standing and you're responsible for that conversation and you're the source and the cause of it all, okay? And number five, anything else to be responsible for in your life, anything else in your ACN business. So just look at, is there anything else you're not still being responsible for, anything else with regards to your results? So remember, guys, this is all in regards to your ACN business and your results and being responsible for them, okay? And then once you've gone all through all that and written everything down, go back and do it a second time because there will always be more different things you'll see. Look behind look inside every cupboard, look behind every wall, look underneath every rug for every little thing of those categories that is outstanding for you. This is very important because the more of those you get complete and you write down and you get complete for yourself, the more power you will have. Then once you've done all that, there's two other things you're going to do. Number one, you're going to write down all your accomplishments for 2016 in your ACM business. What did you accomplish? And I know for some of you, this may seem, well, I didn't really accomplish much. There's always something accomplished. You got one customer, it's an accomplishment. You talk to one person, it's an accomplishment. I want to acknowledge myself because I talked to one person a day. I want to acknowledge myself because I went to every Saturday. I want to acknowledge myself because I did this. One of my accomplishments is, so whatever your accomplishments are, I recruited 3 people. I recruited 100 people. I did this many home meetings. Whatever your accomplishments were, write them all down in every area. I went to all the international events. I went to 3 international events. Whatever your accomplishments are, write each and every one down. If you overcame incredible obstacles to get to an event, write that down. If you did some really think, like if you help a customer get 5 customers, write that down. If you did something really great to get a customer, write that down. If you helped a customer with their service, write that down. Whatever you accomplished in 2016 in your ACM business, no matter how small you think it is, okay, just because you think it's small doesn't mean it's not an accomplishment. The point of this exercise is to write down every accomplishment, large or small. Look at everything. Now, here's what I've learned with this exercise and watching people and training people to do this exercise for many, many years. Those of you that don't do this or write down very few things are not very grateful for your lives. You're not very grateful for what's around you, nor do you have an incredible, are gracious with yourself. You're an amazing person if you look for it. And if you're not great with yourself, you'll see that because that list will be very short. The longer that list is, it tells me you're very gracious with you and that you're willing to really acknowledge yourself for a lot of things. And that's amazing to do. Okay. And the second thing is to write down all the things you want to be recognized for 2016 in your ACM business. So what are the things you want to be recognized for that you did, all the things that you accomplished? Write everything down. And then I want you to go back two or three times and keep adding to the list of accomplishments. Again, go through your calendar. You may want to even talk to your team about these things, okay? And what would be fun for you to do is do this with a buddy, do this with a partner. To be able to do this is a lot of fun when you're doing it with somebody because you can hold each other account, and it's a lot of fun to do it together, okay? So you've got a lot of homework to do this week, okay? It's a critical week for all of you, actually a couple weeks before our next call, to clear the slate and get ready for 2017. Once you've done this work, you're going to be in a powerful place to create what's going to be next for you. Because in the New Year's Day call, we're going to go through how do you create. What is the creation process to build your life and your ACM business for 2017? But without doing this work, and by the way, don't wait till the day before to do this work. Do it this week. Do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. Start working on it right now. I've already started working on mine. Mine is almost already complete because I want to be in this space of completion until we start creating. But if you wait till the last minute, then you're just a procrastinator, last minute Charlie. Again, same thing, same problem. Forget about being on that call. You're wasting your time again. More of the same. Don't let what happened to you in 2016, if it didn't go the way you want, happen in 2017. Work on this with urgency. Urgency. Do it as fast as be it. Let it be your Christmas gift to you. Let it be the greatest gift you've ever given yourself. Okay? Because this is what I do every single year. In 2017, guys, with everything that's happening, with the social media platform we're launching, and those who don't know what that is, find out what that is, because that's going to change our lives dramatically. But if you've got things incomplete, it's like you're trying to run uphill when all of us are running downhill. You'll have to work 10 times harder than the rest of us to achieve success. It's not necessary. It's totally not necessary, okay? And when you're with your families this week, this next couple weeks for the holidays, it's a great time to pique people, to get them excited about your business. And if you're working on this on you, you're going to see you're going to be totally different by Christmas. So if you can work on this right now to the next week, by the time you're with your families, you're going to be a different you when you're speaking with them, when you're talking to them. A lot of them may have some of these issues to deal with them. It's a powerful way to get complete. And so, guys, I wish you all a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I can't wait to talk to all of you on January the 1st. We're going to have an incredible 2007. We have some incredible announcements that are going to be coming out. I'm excited to represent all of us on the Circle of Champions yet again for, I think, it's a seventh straight year. So, guys, we're rocking it. We're doing great. And I hope all of you are ready for an exciting 2007. God bless you. Have a great, great holiday. And we will talk to you on January 1st, New Year's Day.